I'm Travis.
I'm Nate.
And I'm Emily, and you're listening to the Cast and Blast Florida podcast. We are serious outdoorsmen who don't take themselves too seriously.
This week on episode 67, we are talking about news in the outdoors. Do you even model bros? Grannies dropping does and vegetable genitalia. Nothing is off limits.
Nate, what's his name?
I'm in studio.
IRL.
And new soundboard, who dis?
Yeah, can you guys hear us? Hello? Testing?
We there? Hello?
This isn't live.
Oh. Well,
tweet us your answers.
Yeah. If anybody wants to live tweet a listening to an episode of our podcast, that would be awesome.
Oh my gosh, I would love that so much.
I would too.
Even though I don't ever get on Twitter.
I love Twitter.
I've rediscovered Twitter as a love recently. See. So this is what I do before I go to bed. I do Instagram and then I do Facebook and I save Twitter because it is the best one.
It is
sure.
The best one. Here's the problem with Twitter. You have to be Twitter's all about who you follow.
Right.
It's not about what you post. Like Instagram, I want to see you post like pictures of harvest or Kaylee post pictures of whatever Kaylee does or stuff like that. Kaylee's here, by the
oh,
way.
Oh, yeah. Kaylee. Yeah. Yeah. Sister Kaylee.
Sister of the show.
Or M posting workout pictures, although I save those in a certain different folder.
Yikes.
Gross. Oh, my
Yikes.
God.
That grossed me out.
I'm out.
Anyway, so
stay woke.
Twitter is about, Twitter is not about the visualization. It's about who you follow on there.
Right.
So
I just like,
I'll share some lists with you.
Who's your favorite follow?
Oh, that's tough.
Mine's Chrissy Teigen.
Solid follow.
So let me differentiate. I follow people I know or people that follow me. I always follow back. It's the same rule for me on Instagram. However, I build lists and I don't necessarily follow those lists, but I check the lists a lot. So I have like a politics list and a Polk County list and a sports list and a fishing list, and I enjoy those.
If you follow back everybody on Instagram, how do you look at Instagram?
Instagram weeds them out for you.
Like if you don't like somebody's stuff.
So if you click follow on me on Instagram, I click follow back.
Right.
But then if I get on there and you post 37 memes a day or like topless girl pictures, I unfollow.
Out.
My rule on that is...
Do people do that?
Yeah. My rule on that is my kids should be able to look at my Instagram feed.
Yeah.
With
That's
no awkwardness.
Rule. That's a good rule.
Yeah.
Like if I'm sitting next to you on an airplane and I scroll through Instagram, I shouldn't feel weird about you looking at it.
Right.
That's kind of how
and
I...
And be like surprised.
That's
like,
a good rule.
That's
like
a good rule.
Hoping that some scantily clad woman doesn't pop up.
Correct.
I sat by a woman one time older than my mom and she had an e-reader and she was reading erotic literature. And I was like... I didn't really know what to do with that.
Like Phyllis in season 9 of The Office when she reads 50 Shades of Grey audiobook.
Stop reading it over her shoulder. I'm
rocking
like,
the chair back.
I'm like, slow down. You're going too fast. Don't swipe.
what to get in for Christmas.
This took a weird turn.
For her birthday.
All right.
What is new? What's new with you, Kaylee?
Oh.
Besides the fact that you're on a podcast.
Dodged.
Yeah. Pig Fest is this weekend.
Oh, no.
Oh, snap.
In Lakeland.
You can't say that because when this... Do you know how podcasts work?
No, it's coming up the first weekend of February, I think.
Oh, wow. Really?
Oh, wait. When is this one airing?
Apologize.
Next Tuesday.
Yeah, it's coming up this Friday and Saturday.
Are you excited about that?
I am. I didn't go last year. And since they moved it to Sun and Fun, I don't know. I like Tigertown better, but I also don't like change.
For those of you who do not live local to us, Pigfest is a large barbecue festival.
In
like
Lakeland,
a massive
Lakeland, Florida.
Barbecue festival. Mm-hmm.
You buy pig bucks and then you spend them on food.
Yeah. Last time we went, I think it cost us
ridiculously expensive.
Yeah, I think it cost us about $250 last time our family of four went, and
I
was like,
I
can't afford this.
No,
if you want to like actually eat some stuff, you got to spend like $100,
and you have to be very strategic about how you spend your pig bucks. This is like we normally walk around
and then go back and spend,
and like you can't waste it on like I love funnel cakes, but you can't waste them on funnel
cakes. You gotta
get it on the ribs and stuff like that. But you need to look for the voting and see who has like the best sides and all that junk because then you can get like some jalapeno mac and cheese and
It's the best of the best of the. I don't know how far people come. From
they come
that.
All over the south.
It's
like a nationally accredited. Is that a thing?
Barbecue
festival.
Polk County's finest come out to.
Oh yeah,
celebrate.
It's great people watching. Because you're being herded through the aisles like
it's
cows.
The most crowded event I've ever been to,
it's
including Sun and Fun. It's more crowded than that usually.
So I'm really excited because I didn't go last year, and I hope I get to go this weekend. We'll see.
Is the weather supposed to be good? I'm looking.
I think so. Like 60s.
I will not be there. I will be in the last weekend of duck season.
Lame.
Mercifully.
You can go with
at
me,
at this
Billy.
Point, mercifully, although I think I told you guys off air, we're at the point now where I'm telling my clients, look, it sucks. If you want to go, we'll go, but you're going to pay no matter what happens because it's bad.
You don't run a no-kill, no-pay operation?
Not on this situation because this is as bad as I've ever seen it in my life as a duck hunter. So it's bleak. I got some other what news. What news? What's news? Nate hit the new soundboard. Landon, official taxidermist of the show, mm-hmm. Landon Blankenship, is doing a youth taxidermy mount giveaway. So if you're not friends with him on...
Did we talk about this in the last episode?
We did. It was your keep, but he officially announced it.
He announced the rules. It has to be from this youth duck season coming up in 2 weeks.
Okay.
So if you kill a duck, you need to get friends with Landon and get on Florida Duck Hunters. And then you can post out there, tag him and all that stuff and get your little one entered in the contest. So super cool. And Scott's giving a call away.
Oh, sweet.
Scott McKinney from Darkwater Calls jumped into that. So
awesome, guys.
Yeah, super proud of those guys. That's a cool thing to do. So what's new with you?
We have new reviews.
Yeet.
This one is from Coot Killer Called Chad, and it's entitled Too Many Chads, Not Enough Coots. It's obvious when you listen why there are so many friends of the show called Chad. Chads are the coots of the podcast world.
Hold on.
Wait, Chads are the coots of the podcast world. Is that
what
he said?
Can we make that a shirt? Chads are the coots of the podcast world? There's little evidence we can make anything a shirt.
At this point. That's another duck season like fatality is our business, yeah. Basically.
Chads are the coots of... We've got Chad Andrews. We've got Chad Rashar.
Yeah.
There's been a couple of Chazes. Those go into the Chad category, right?
Yeah, that's like... Yeah, those would be lumped in together, okay. I think.
Chads are the coots of the podcast world. Easily entertained by hosts that go off on tangents far outside of casting and or blasting. Far too interested in the complexities of life, like balancing the correct ratios of flat bills to Florida Georgia Line to skinny jeans to Kenny Chesney to fly fishing. And over delighted in pumping as many hot takes into one review as possible. Wow.
That's a great review.
Thank you, Chad. Great show that covers several different areas and you never fully know what you... something.
Let's finish wow. that. What do we think?
Well said,
Tammy. Did they post it in their own handwriting?
Did they mail it to you?
That's really funny. It's cut off on the picture that you sent me.
Oh.
Where's the other?
This is not our first podcast, we promise.
Our next review is from Cullen W. This podcast is a great listen for me personally because I hunt fish and live in Central Florida. I really enjoy the structure of the show and look forward to hearing more about this warm duck season. I'm sorry. The structure
of the show.
What structure?
Yeah.
This is a dumpster fire every week. But thank you, Cullen. Oh, he says, keep up the good work. 5 stars. We love you, buddy.
Can I just put in a call to D-Wood Nasty? D-Wood Nasty, at last interaction with him, for those that do not know, D-Wood Nasty is our secret iTunes reviewer who keeps coming back to Emily.
We think he's in jail.
Oh, yeah.
There was some speculation he might be in some sort of prison or something. Mm-hmm. He has revealed his persona to me through another medium besides iTunes reviews.
Do we know him?
Yes. I know who he is in real life.
No, but did we know him?
Did we know him before this?
I can't speak
this?
To who you do or do not know, Kaylee.
You know everyone I know.
I don't. I will say another listener and friend of the show called out D-Wood Nasty's lower unit on his motor. Said it sounds like it's grinding gears and going to fall off at any moment. It's not in good shape. That person may or may not have been a Chad. And D-Wood Nasty came back and bit back at you. Because there was a lot of talk about us getting some hats done. And then Christmas happened and duck season happened. And
hats have not happened.
He wanted to know how olive is not a hat color option and asked, do you even timber hunt, Emily? Like pointed. He did not say, do you even timber hunt? Like general cast and blast guys, do y'all even timber hunt? He specifically called you out, Emily.
Well, I don't think he's going to be doing much timber hunting from his cell, first of all. So sit down. but the hat company that we were looking at that time only had 2 options.
See, right. I would love some earth tone colors.
so you can wear them afield.
Exactly.
I get
like,
that.
Black's okay, but nothing in nature is like pure black. So it kind of stands out a little bit.
Stands out.
But so like a dark tan or like a light brown or like an olive with a leather, like the leather patch would be
Those colors wash me out. So if we could do like a...
But we'll also do like black.
Like a white blue. Navy blue because we're going into fishing season. And
yeah, white and navy blue would be fine. So
we're the
we
same
need
color.
Like, we need like
yes,
four.
So I get it.
We need like four or five options. I think.
What are the chances anyone's still listening at this point? Because we're like way into this and haven't talked a damn thing
about
anything.
We say that every week.
And they keep coming back
and
for
And people
more.
Keep coming back.
That's true.
But just to let you know about the hat situation, listeners and... co-host
and D-Wood Nasty.
Yeah, so we
which,
have a,
where does he fit into that
enemy of the show?
Does he get a producer credit at this Whoa. point? Like, is he an associate producer? He's generating a lot of
no.
a lot of content for us over
content.
The
no
he's bringing more to the table than we are.
He really is. Like, people
are we gonna start a Patreon for like episodes with D-Wood Nasty?
Yeah,
there you
there'll
go.
Be a different thread so people can just subscribe to the D-Wood Nasty saga.
No, but you have to, like, the company that interfaces with our website only has three different types of hats. So then if we go outside of that, I don't know how to plug those hats into our commerce plugin on our site.
I can't
You're
wait.
Saying and a lot of words. I don't.
You
I
can't
wait.
Buy, you can't order hats and drop ship them as people order them. You have to buy minimum quantities of hats from other companies, and I don't have that kind of dough.
I can't wait for the 30 for 30 on D-Wood Nasty on ESPN.
Does his name start with a D?
Yeah. And they come in and they're like, D-Wood Nasty was just an anonymous commenter until one day his review was read live on air, and then it blows up from there. You think?
Maybe. And then they go through like what put him in jail.
Yeah, and they do like cut scenes and stuff. Yeah. Like an interview with Nate. I really don't know. I didn't know who D-Wood Nasty was, man. I just knew he read his reviews.
Did he if he walked into the studio, would I know who he was?
No.
Okay.
Well, yeah, because this is your house. You would know that it's some stranger.
It's a studio. Don't ruin the magic. I think they know.
I'm going to give you, we're going to do this very quickly. I wanted to do a game as the foot, but we just don't have time. So I'm just going to give you some names. And then you can tell me what all these names have in common.
Okay.
Jesse Green. Terry Griffin. Andrew Merritt.
Terry Griffin.
Friend of the show, Terry Griffin. Jose David Aulet Reyes. Wade Connett again.
Twice.
Blake Legion. Jake Edge, former friend of the show. David Anthony Colon. Jesse Green again. Eric Goldman again. Keith Bunker Martin. Brady Diaz. That's getting a special mention. Jason Gascon. Tyson Rice.
Gascon.
And
Gascon.
Ben Pierce, the OG of duck identification, and Nick Bass. And Nick Calloway. Tell me what all those people have in common.
They're terrible duck hunters.
No, they're all great duck hunters, but do you know what they have
yes,
in common?
Yes, I know what they have in common.
Do you even do model, you, bro?
Come on, okay. Come on. You got to give us a little something here.
I gave you the head nod.
No.
I gave you the eye.
The worst conductor ever. He went,
I gave you the wheel. Should we try that again?
We should try that
one,
again.
One, two, three.
Do you even model, bro?
Also, special mention goes out of all those. Special mention goes out to, I'm going to show you this picture, Nate, because you're going to love it. This is a collector that hired a guide to kill a model duck in Florida. Describe to me what he killed.
That is for sure a hybrid duck.
Yeah, it's got a tail curl.
100% it's hybrid mallard.
It's got an orange bill. It's got a double white wing bar. It's got all kind of mallard characteristics.
Yeah.
Rust
he,
color
did he
on th- it.
Did he his, think it was a model?
Yeah, he hired a guy to kill that as a collector. Okay. So I'm not calling him out by name because
it's fair.
I feel kind of bad for him.
You know, but.
If you're going to hire a guide,
you got to be able to model, bro.
Yeah. Anyway, that was a lot. You can see now why I couldn't go into great detail on each one of them.
Right. Yeah.
I think we had 23.
That would have been like a 3-episode
ordeal. So,
which we could do a series on.
A series on Do You Even Models?
I like it.
Like a 30 for 30 type series.
I think we should do like the actual episode now.
Yeah.
Oh, we haven't been doing the actual episode?
No, up to this point, we haven't hit the meat of the episode.
Just 20 minutes of...
Just nonsense.
If you're still here.
Yeah. For both of you that are listening, Mom and Tammy, Nate's mom, we decided, because so much has been going on in the world, not just Florida duck hunting and fishing, but around the United States
a lot.
We decided we should do an episode called What's News. And we used to talk about wanting to do these periodically, and we get so full of ourselves we forget about them, I think.
Yeah, yeah. We talk about what's new with us, but we don't talk about what's new in the in the world.
Cleverly, we've named this What's News.
Like the news.
N-E-W-S. Yeah.
Yeah. Get it?
Get it?
So I'll go first, and we will put links to all of these articles in the show notes if you'd like to catch up, and then you'll be as informed as we are.
Yeah.
Maybe more so.
Because we're super informed. Super woke.
So, super woke. Researcher says test results identify red tide cause. This is from WMFE.
They found the cause.
They found the. That's what the headline says. What do you think causes red tide, according to this researcher?
Well, I know that it occurs naturally.
Yeah,
that's the natural causes.
That's the theory.
But does this guy say big sugar?
No.
Okay.
That's a good guess. Anybody else have a guess?
Fish pee.
No. That's a great guess, though.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know.
This is Dr. William Mitch. It's M-I-T-S-C-H. He works for Florida Gulf Coast University.
Okay.
And he says, this is the quote in the article, "Take it to the bank. Red tide is mostly caused on our coastline by nitrate fertilizer."
Really?
Boom.
Boom. So, I'm sure that'll stir up some debate, but that's something that's definitely in the news. And I've talked to some scientists that say, because our part of the world, the Southwest Florida coast, is pretty full of phosphorus anyway.
Right.
Like, that's where they do phosphate mining.
Right.
So we are...
we probably run higher than normal.
We're P positive. So yeah. We have a deficit in nitrogen. And when they bring the nitrogen in, it goes all out of whack. It's a very short article. Not as in-depth as I was looking for as far as content goes. But I'm anxious to see the research that's being cited.
Yeah. That is interesting.
Is there any area of any coast like Texas, Louisiana, Alabama, all of those places that have red tide that don't have as much runoff of, what did you say it was? Nitrate?
Fertilizer. Nitrates.
Or is it all the same?
I could not answer that question.
Yeah, I don't know. And I feel like it gets cold enough in those areas to kill off some of that stuff.
Oh, we just have the perfect storm of...
Yeah, like the water never really gets cold enough to kill the actual algae.
Mm-hmm.
So
it doesn't kill it. I think it just neutralizes
or just like,
it.
Yeah, it just like slows it down a lot.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So...
But anyway, I'm just spitballing. I just made that up, but
yeah.
I have no idea.
What's news?
See, I did that. People on Anna Maria Island are upset that people are duck hunt.
Upset would be an understatement.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, they're pissed.
Yeah.
No, basically they were like, I can't believe they're shooting
ducks. Where's the source for this?
Oh, this is from AMISun.com. Yes. So Anna Maria Island Sun must be like their local newspaper or news source. But they went to a commission meeting.
Yes. And they were noisy.
Residents have endured shotgun blasts beginning as early as 6 a.m. and going on all day.
Now, I've been on a lot of residents, and I've heard no one shooting at 6 a.m.
No, it's not 6 a.m. That's not even shooting light.
Right. That's pretty early.
That's illegal, first of all. The preserve, they're hunting on the edge of preserves,
right,
which is legal. Totally legal.
Completely legal.
And one quote said, "The preserves were set up to attract and protect wildlife, including the waterfowl those hunters seek to kill. And studies show that loud noises scare birds off their nests, leaving the eggs unprotected." First of all,
I have a question.
Uh huh.
Are there studies that show what housing developments do to nests?
Yeah. No, I'd like to see that.
I was thinking that same thing. I was like, someone please write an article, a rebuttal that says hunters have been dealing with new houses being built on their hunting land for
thousands
months,
of years.
And they're very angry. They're very upset.
Yeah.
Can I give you there is, you're hitting all the top talking points on this.
Right.
But the real story is hidden in this, okay? And you're not going to know what this is unless you get way into the details on another story.
Okay.
Let me read you the quote from the AMI Sun. Commissioner Betsy Binnick said she has hunted ducks in Michigan, but does not recall ever seeing a house while hunting.
Okay.
Does anyone know who Betsy Binnick is?
No.
Did she have her glasses on? Or like, what do you mean she didn't
Betsy
see a
Binnick,
house?
Well, first off, that's the most absurd statement in the world. Like, at some point, the way Florida is developing... You'll never be able to hunt if that's the rule.
There's no such thing, yeah.
Secondly, her son, you may know as Beau Binnick, who was one of the guys dragging the shark behind the boat
last summer's
video. Gosh.
Comes full circle.
So she's going to take the high road on the duck hunting here after her son.
Like, shut up, lady.
Yeah, just sit down and go to your room. Kaylee, what's news?
I want to tell you about my hero.
Your hero?
Yeah. Bertha Vickers of Morgantown, Bertha. Mississippi.
Go Bertha.
I don't even want to know about her. I just want to know your hero is named Bertha Vickers.
I Vickers love that her or name Vickers? Is Vickers with a V.
That's outstanding.
She is 100 years old. The title is, this woman is 100 years old and still dropping deer.
From the I don't know where it's from.
Mississippi.
I know, but I don't know.
Oh.
The Clarion Ledger. Clarion I don't know
Ledger.
What that is.
Yeah, I don't either. But she is just, what a woman. Her husband's name was Bert
and Bertha.
They got married in the Great Depression, and she's literally 100 years old and still hunts and dropped a doe. And there's this quote that says, I don't know why everybody's making such a big deal about it. If I'd killed a big buck, I could see it, but it was just a doe. Because she's
like
gone viral on Facebook.
Sounds
and
like
Instagram
a typical hunter.
Like but awesome. Yeah, she is badass, and I want to be her when I grow up. And yeah, she doesn't even look 100. Look at her.
She doesn't look 100.
She does
no,
not
she looks
look
great.
100.
She looks great.
And she's got pictures of her out here holding turkeys, holding squirrels.
She's more accomplished than I am, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, she's more accomplished than all of us just based on the law of
the
large numbers.
That, the like fact she's 100 years old, yeah.
She killed a turkey like every 10 years. She had like 25 of them harvested.
Yeah, her husband passed away in 2001. They were married 66 years.
Yeah. And then she kept going. That's 18 years ago.
Yeah.
And she's still hunting.
The last line is, I would love to kill a buck. I can't hunt in this cold, but it'll warm up.
It'll warm up.
There you go.
It'll warm up.
Betsy is a fan of global warming.
Sun
climate change.
Comes up.
Sorry. Don't
go,
wanna,
go, Betsy.
Climate
go.
Change. Because she'd like to hunt when it's a little bit warmer.
Do you think Betsy's on Bumble?
Her
Absolutely.
Name's Bertha.
Bertha.
Oh,
Betsy.
Sorry.
Bertha. Betsy's the commissioner
Guys,
whose son is
yeah.
a
get it right.
dirtbag.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about Betsy. We're talking about Bertha.
Sorry, Bertha. Friend of the show, Bertha.
Can she be a friend of the show? I guarantee you she listens to podcasts. But she's probably more of like a meat eater, anchored, April Vokey type person.
Is she
she's probably really thoughtful and she gets into deep into the conservation weeds on that stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
she probably likes a lot more policy discussions and stuff than right. what we get into. But we're working on it, Bertha.
Getting there.
Emily, what's news?
So this next article is from gearjunkie.com and it's called Bumble Fumble. So Bumble is an app, a dating app where women reach out to men if they,
sexist.
Like your profile or whatever. Just be quiet for a minute.
Yeah, please.
You just sit tight for a minute. So there's a game warden named Cannon and he's on Bumble and he got a message from a lady and they kind of exchanged pleasantries. And then all of a sudden she said, he asked how she was doing. And she said, I just shot a big buck and I'm pretty happy about it. Now, Cannon is a game warden in Oklahoma, and he thought somebody was messing with him.
100% chance, without knowing that this happened in Oklahoma. 100% chance.
So he didn't list his profession on there or anything, but he asked if she killed it with a bow, and he kept asking questions until he figured out she did it with a spotlight, which you're not supposed to do. And he asked for pictures because, like, she reached out to him and it's a dating app.
No.
And she didn't know it was a game warden, so eventually he got enough information to zero in on her location. And they went and got her, and it was $2,400 in fines, and she did not want to go to jail, so she paid that. But I thought that was pretty funny.
Oh my gosh, that's why I'm not on dating sites.
Yeah. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why. Because it'll interfere with your poaching life.
Yeah, right. You don't want to get arrested for shooting a deer out of season.
No, because you just never know who you're talking to.
I'm trying to picture a scenario in right. which this I'm could like, unfold in your life in some
well,
manner.
This scenario can't, but I don't know. They just give me anxiety.
Well, did you have any thoughts on the whole Bumble situation? First off, Bumble might be the worst.
Yeah,
name.
It's like
name
I accidentally ran into you. I bumbled it.
Yeah, I bumbled.
I did a bumble.
It's called Bumble Fumble. That's
yeah.
cute.
Doesn't this seem like it blurs the line with entrapment a little bit? I'm no lawyer.
If he reached out to her, yeah. But no, she reached out to him.
Like she proactively bragged about poaching.
Right.
Yeah, she offered up all the information.
Wow.
Yeah, that should go under like the stupid criminal.
Ladies,
thing.
Yep.
Bonehead story.
Ladies,
today.
Keep your illegally harvested game off of Tinder, off of Bumble,
or just don't illegally harvest game. Yeah, how about that?
Or yeah, or that. Yeah. That's a good tip, Nate.
But let's if you do, keep it off the dating site.
She's never heard of Grady Judd.
I wonder.
Or she wouldn't put anything on the
internet. I would like to talk to Bertha mm-hmm. about Bumble.
Bertha.
Bertha.
Who just dropped the deer.
100-year-old
right.
Bertha.
Yeah.
Right.
I'd like to see what she thinks about the whole Bumble situation. Like Bumble in general, but also Bumble.
She's probably going to think you're talking about bees.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bumblebee.
Bertha's probably not.
She probably couldn't make the connection.
Yeah.
All right. I've got one for you. I've got a what's news.
What's news, Travis?
Washington State Senator introduces bill requiring lawmakers know about guns before regulating them.
Boom.
Oh, yes.
Love it. I'm all in favor of that.
I thought, why isn't this the case on everything? Like if you want to do a law about healthcare or education or something, you should have to take like a 50 question test or take a class where you learn about the thing.
Right.
Yeah.
I totally agree. Because we elect these senators thinking they know a lot about a lot of things.
Right.
Here's the shocker. They don't.
they don't.
The senator's name, Phil Fortunato, introduced this legislation. These are the things that we require. Washington state lawmakers who want to draft legislation will be required to pass the state's criminal justice firearms training for each firearm they wish to regulate.
Love it.
They'd have to complete classroom instruction and live fire requirements to pass the test.
Yes.
They would be required to range safe. They would be required to range safety after officer training.
Okay.
So they'd have to learn how to be a range officer. They must pass a knowledge test for calibers and gauges of firearms.
Love it. Yes. Gosh, I love this so much.
Because everyone at this point has seen the Facebook meme of the senator on CNN talking about a semi-automatic shotgun.
Or an
AR-15 and it's a shotgun blowing up a watermelon
or
something.
Exactly, yeah.
Anyway, I thought that was outstanding.
Because they have no idea what the heck they're talking about.
That article is actually written by real friend of the show, Gabby Hoffman. She compiled all that information.
Nice.
But anyway, I think that's cool. And I think we should carry that across. You can vote on anything.
Sure.
You're elected, you can vote on anything.
In order for you to put the bill out there,
You have to have
the knowledge.
Yes.
Love it.
I think that should be the case across the board. If you want to regulate auto industry, you should have to go through some kind of class about auto industry stuff.
If you want to regulate hunting or fishing, you have to take a hunter safety course or like actually spend time in the field.
Brilliant.
Why are we just now thinking about this?
Phil Fortunato is living in the year like 2050.
Yeah. No, he's like light years ahead of us right now.
He's playing like three-dimensional chess and we're all over here playing checkers. All right, Nate. What's news?
All right, so there's a Twitter thread.
Okay.
This is from comicsans.com.
Okay. Not your typical outdoor.
No, but it has to do with outdoor things. The title of the article is, "Museums are trying to one-up each other with pictures of ducks, and we're quacking up."
Oh, snap, Twitter. Bring in the comedy.
So it starts with the Museum of English Rural Life. That's a hard word to say. Sorry. And they said, "Hey, at British Museum, give us your best duck." And then they came back with like this really beautiful hand-carved Egyptian cosmetic container from
how
like 1300
How do they know it's
BC.
A cosmetic container?
I have
container.
No clue. But
they had a Revlon label stuck on the bottom.
Maybe she's born with it.
And so then the English Rural Life Museum clapped back.
Is that what we're calling this? Is this a beef between the museums?
I don't think it's a beef. It's funny. It's hilarious. They said, "We see your unique cosmetics container from around 1300 BC in ancient Egypt and raise you this 19th century plane, like a wood plane, with a weird looking duck head." And it's got a weird looking duck head.
Can I tell you the problem with this article?
We'll see
it. If you go down to the Met, the Metropolitan Museum gets into it. Do you know what the problem is there? Because they post some kind of wood duck picture.
Wood duck painting, yeah.
And they do, "We'll take a quack at it." But wood ducks don't quack.
Yeah, I mean that's pretty meta.
Am I getting too deep there?
A little deep, I think. Natural Museum of Ireland came in with like this whole case.
Is that
full
the one
of,
that? Yeah, where like it looks like a freaking.
It looks like a hunter's.
It looks like Pat Pitt's display room.
And then the one that made me laugh was the Spadina Museum.
No one knows where that is.
I have no idea. And they said, "You want ducks? Question mark. We've got ducks, but they're resting." But it's paintings of dead ducks.
Yes.
It's all paintings of dead ducks. Too. There's a dog holding a duck. There's ducks laying on frogs.
Love it. Love it.
Do you think that was cutting edge of them to do that in this day and age?
Yeah.
We're like hunting, yeah. Losing.
No,
some.
I'm props. Props to the Spadina Museum.
The Spadina Museum deserves your business.
Yep.
I'm going to get season tickets there.
And then the Museum of Brands came and like put a toilet bowl cleaner.
With the duck
with
neck.
A duck on it, with a duck neck uh-huh. spout on it.
And then
it is cute.
Somebody finally put a real duck on there and it all kind of fell apart there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, at that point it was like, then it was like cartoons being put up and
plates. There's a train.
A train, yeah. Okay. And this, then a duck boat, like a, not a duck boat, like a, but like a an tank. Actual, like
an army.
Yeah.
Piece of machinery.
Yeah. Those things that flip over sometimes.
Anyway, I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah. No, it's worth the read through if you just want a little laugh.
Yes. On the optional website, twitter.com.
Not optional. Keely, do you have any more what's news? Are you out?
I just saw an article that said, Boo, the famous social media dog, dies of a broken heart, his owners say. I saw this.
The little Pomeranian. Cutest dog in the world.
Yeah, Boo was often dubbed the world's cutest dog, has passed away. He was 12. Apparently, his buddy, or his friend, whose name is Buddy, died in 2017. And after that, he started to show signs of heart issues.
Also, he was 12 and a dog.
Right. We think Boo's heart literally broke when Buddy left, his owners say.
Also, he's 12 and a dog.
Yeah. So, that's... But look at him.
What is a dirty
look how
for?
Cute he is.
He's pretty cute.
Looks like my dog, Puma. She also died recently.
So, too soon for that.
I'm sorry. Yeah, we can cut that out. I just...
What's
no,
news?
It's fine. Okay, I have a funny one. Hold on. So, Ireland... Isn't that where the Loch Ness is supposed to be?
Scotland.
I can tell you.
Aren't they the same?
I thought it was Ireland.
They're all the same, aren't they?
Ireland and Scotland are not the same.
Let me say this. Let me say this. They're all the same.
Where are they on the...
Ireland is across water.
It's fine.
Scotland is...
Trust me.
I thought they were all shoved up there together.
They're all the same.
Ireland is an island. But they're right next to each other. They're right next to each other.
Same king or something. Listen, I'm proud you got this far. And the Museum of Ireland that Nate was just talking about is in Ireland.
Okay, that doesn't help me.
It does.
So
you just brought it all together right there.
Well, speaking of Ireland,
nice segue.
This guy was out fishing. Apparently,
he was a professional fisherman
with a net,
and what? Had an assistant.
And he had an assistant, and so they were out. It was about 20 feet deep. He throws his net out, and effing drags up an elk skull from 10,000 years ago.
A prehistoric
elk. It looks like a moose.
It does look like a moose.
But there is evidence that there was an elk species that looked like a moose.
Just like in the ocean?
No, in the loch.
In the... I don't know.
What?
Because...
It's in Loch Ness or one of the loch...
I thought Loch Ness was in Ireland.
It's not Loch Ness.
Are you sure?
Loch Ness, I'm pretty sure, is in Scotland, but I don't... I'm not
no one knows where Ireland or Scotland is. It's listening to this.
Okay.
Like, unless they're wearing a dress.
It's in the UK somewhere. It's in the UK somewhere, okay?
Excuse me. Can I finish my story?
Please.
This thing was 6 feet across.
Huge.
The antlers were.
That's like...
And there's all this stuff if you read through the article, and it's like, the reason these... are what is it? A moose?
Elk.
It's an elk.
Whatever
it's an ancient elk.
F it is. The elk doesn't exist anymore because as the forests grew up and the trees grew close together, it couldn't walk.
Yeah, it'd get like...
Its antlers got tangled.
Yeah. So I guess it couldn't turn its head.
Well,
You buried the lead.
I buried the lead?
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you why. Go back and tell us who caught... Go back and read the first part there where it tells us where he caught it and who he caught it with.
I'm sorry. I just needed to roll my eyes at the Travisness of the Travis right now. A fisherman and his assistant.
There we go. No longer are we doing mates in Florida.
A fisherman's assistant.
Yeah. I need a fisherman's assistant for tarpon season.
Is it bad that when I heard assistant, I immediately thought woman?
That is terribly sexist of you.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, why are we calling them mates over here? Why aren't we calling them assistants?
Do you think they call them mates in Australia?
They call everyone mates in Australia.
Or
mate in Australia.
It's a captain and they call them friends. Right?
Have we sufficiently covered the news?
I don't know.
I mean, do you feel like you're up to speed on current events now in the outdoors world?
Sure.
Sure. Yeah, I'll go with it. Yeah.
I mean,
as up to speed as you can be in the middle of duck season.
Right.
When nothing really matters except duck season.
Yeah. Although, you know what would be awesome for duck season next year?
To not have it?
Ducks. Mm-mm.
I feel like duck season is literally 400 days in a 365 day year. I don't know how that math works out, but somehow it does. And it is just never ending.
It's because you haven't learned to embrace it, Kaylee.
No, I never will.
You gotta lean into it a little bit.
No.
Nate.
Yeah.
What is your release?
My release is did you see the Federalist article about how Stephen Rinella is anti-Second Amendment?
Yes, I did see that.
So, first of all, untrue. Because dude's killed more animals with a gun than most people
how
alive.
How many guns right do now. You think Rinella has in his gun case?
He's got to have at least 20.
Oh, I think that's low.
It might be low. That's probably low.
Would you call that fake news?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hashtag fake news, for sure. Mm-hmm. From The Federalist, which is a super conservative place that usually cries fake news on things, right?
Mm, yep.
Mm-hmm. And they're out there posting fake news. Hmm. Drives me crazy. Mm-hmm. Talking about, and they were talking about BHA being super liberal and not pro.
Yeah, I think.
Anti-Second Amendment. Now, okay, first of all, BHA gives away guns for their life memberships. So if you buy a life membership to BHA, you have the option of
selecting
a firearm.
That would seem counter to being anti-Second Amendment.
Correct. Correct. So I'm releasing that article.
Yeah, I did not read that article. I read a rebuttal to that article, and I agreed so much with the rebuttal I did not need to read the article.
Yeah, no,
I thought that's absurd.
Right. And I think what's going on, and I read, this isn't my idea. I saw a comment of this on the BHA page.
No one's going to know that. Just say it's your idea.
Okay, so I think what's going on here is that he's like really outspoken on public lands and environmental issues and things like that. Mm-hmm. But he's also like a hunter pro Second Amendment. And so like super right wing conservatives don't know what to do with him.
I don't think it's a conservatives issue. I think this is a oil drilling issue.
It's a public lands issue.
I think it's an oil drilling issue.
Yeah. Mineral extraction. Yeah.
So I think there's some folks out there that want oil drilling rights on some stuff and they've decided to
besmirch.
Yes. An attack from the right.
Right.
So
not a fan.
Yeah, no, I agree.
It's low blow.
I'm not linking to that garbage.
No.
That's stupid. Yeah. Show me something where Rinella has said something anti-Second Amendment,
exactly.
And then I'll link to it.
But yeah, give me some hard evidence that he said something, and then
I ain't even giving that guy the time of day.
Nope.
Kaylee?
My release is Taylor Swift's concert video on Netflix.
Reputation?
Yes.
Dude, the opening of that is so fire.
So
what are we talking about?
So,
Taylor Swift.
Yeah. You know me. I bring the pop culture to the podcast.
When she sings in the middle of the night in my dreams.
So the first time I watched it, I fell asleep.
Are you ready for it?
Part of it. It was also New Year's Eve. So what do you expect? Second time I tried to listen or I tried to watch and I just had anxiety the whole time. She stresses me out. Watching her perform stresses me out. And so I had to skip through. I literally skipped through it.
I watched it on mute. It's fine.
I hate him. Anyways, that's my release. I love her music. I love her songs. Can't watch her perform. So I'm really glad I didn't spend money to go see her in concert.
I'm going to give an alternative opinion because I did watch it.
And you sent me a video of you crying.
I did. I cried when I watched it because I felt so proud for her because of all of the media frenzy of like the attacks of the whole Kanye thing.
Yeah.
And she wiped all her media accounts clean and she went on tour and her fans are there, like they're there for it. And I thought it was really like a really interesting strategy for her to do that and just step away from social media basically, because she's really talented. Like when it got to the stripped down part where it was just her and the guitar.
Yeah, that was my favorite part.
I was like, oh my God, she can really pull this out.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I was just really proud of her.
If we went on tour and did a documentary, the Cast and Blessed Florida show.
Oh, they don't have a rating.
Put it
for
on
that.
Coming to Netflix 2020.
Yeah. Do you think, well, first off, do you think Dude with Nasty would come to a show?
I don't know if we can get him out.
I'm telling you, he's for sure not in prison. What is your release, Sim? Is Kaylee your release because you disagree with her?
This has been a fantastic week on the internet. So you guys saw Gillette release the toxic masculinity video.
I did. Can someone give me like a
Hold on. I don't think we're getting into that because that may be a whole episode.
That's not my release. There's
some disagreement around that.
Because I'm confused on
that.
But there was a similar video that PETA put
out. Oh, that was awful.
On toxic
Did you see that?
I didn't watch it because I couldn't bring myself to watch it.
There's some stills on here. So basically they have...
They're vegetable penises.
What? They have vegetable penises.
Can we say vegetable penis on...
We just did.
We've said tits. We can say penis.
Sorry. Just went to the Z.
So they are... The guys are all standing spread eagle with ginormous phallic vegetables and fruit round things.
This guy's face is not okay.
I know that granddaddy has the biggest one. I'm like, get out of here.
This is terrible.
Anyway, and they're just like flopping them around.
Oh.
Like, you know when you're like 4-year-old little kid and before you get in the bath, you like do the floppy penis dance? Maybe.
I haven't had that experience.
How do you, what do you know about being
a
four?
I have a kid.
Hold on. Can we say this? If you were on the fence about PETA,
you are 100%.
No, this kept me on the fence because it was so funny.
No.
But that also terrible. And I'm like, who approved that?
Yeah, that's what
PETA
I'm saying.
PETA did because like, they're awful. They're awful.
Only
terrible.
A moron would have approved that.
Right.
Like that is in
and they're
no
all
way
morons.
People
Everybody
way.
That works at PETA
is anyone on the fence about PETA? I feel like you're either all in or you're all out.
Well, that's what I think too. But why else do you do ads, right? Unless you're trying to recruit.
Oh, yeah, win people over.
Yeah.
And that one didn't.
No, I'm like, how
awful.
Does this move anybody your way?
Not even close.
What was weird is the premise of the ad is that if you don't feel manly, that vegetables are going to help you with that.
Go vegan.
Go vegan.
Yeah, it ends with go vegan.
I don't think that
increase
what
your
helps.
Sexual stamina. Go vegan.
That's what it said.
I'd like to see the science on that one.
Yeah.
I feel like you could almost spin it that they're encouraging women to just use vegetables and then you don't even need
guys.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Whoa.
I would bet that Ron Swanson doesn't have any problems.
Yeah. Agreed. So my release. Wow. So my release. You may notice that we still have the old image for our podcast logo.
Oh, my God. We're the worst.
Because I can't figure out how to change the damn image. Like, I've spent hours and hours and hours
on iTunes
trying to fix the image file on
it's
iTunes.
It's not through iTunes. There's so many layers to it. He was with GoDaddy, who hosts our website. We have a plugin on WordPress for Blueberry that
and they have different
also hosts our podcast.
iTunes wants it to be a certain resolution, but we can't upload a file of that resolution to our website, and it won't replace it. So it's like, anyway, that is my release because that has been like, I've spent way more. This should be like a 30-second thing. Like
right.
You right-click, you upload the image, and you click it, and it changes.
Like changing your profile picture on Facebook.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
How hard this should be.
Right.
It is like, poor Stephanie Hosh. She's like, maybe you can just give me a login, and I can help you fix it. I'm like,
that's what
we
you
may
do.
Get to this point.
Yeah.
Have you tried turning it off and turning it back on?
Yes. We've unplugged it, so to speak.
Yeah.
Like, I got in there and was like editing code on the page and stuff.
Yeah, so if our site's down.
Yeah, this is where we were at.
Shout out.
I'm not who you want doing that thing. So, Nate, what is your... Actually, I'm going to do my keep first.
Okay.
That was a fake out.
Yeah,
I just did a little Jesus juke.
I'm a little hurt by it.
I'm going to do my keep because it's probably it's a product, but I may or may not have recently acquired a concealed carry gun.
Okay.
I don't want to say for sure if I did or didn't.
Sure.
But being a guy, I'm a bigger dude. I needed a way to carry it. And friend of the show, Hunter Jackson, and other friend of the show, Tyler Pike, had been talking about these things called bullseye holsters.
Okay.
If you've never seen one, they are slick as anything. Is it Kydex? Is that what they make them?
Yeah, that hard plastic stuff.
So it's, the front is Kydex and the back is leather.
Oh, cool.
So it's leather against your skin and then Kydex coming off the side of it. And then the holster itself is tuckable. So you could tuck your shirt in and wear it. Like, who tucks their shirt in anymore? But anyway, super slim, doesn't add much bulk at all, hardly adds any bulk. And I'm just super impressed with bullseye holsters.
I'll have to look those up.
Yeah, it's a cool.
They are cool.
If you a guy going to get concealed carry, M is a tactical clip person, if she did or did not have a
allegedly for my concealed carry.
But I looked at the tactical clip. I didn't like the metal against me.
Yeah.
So I wanted something as slim as possible. And this thing it's slick.
How very much sweet. Do those run?
About $50.
Yeah, that's pretty typical.
And you tell them exactly what gun you want, and it fits it like a glove. Mm-hmm. So,
very cool.
What's your keep?
My keep is this fire meat and cheese tray you got from Publix today.
Dude, it's straight up.
It is like, we like killed that thing.
Yeah.
First of all, it's like Lunchable style. So square cheeses and round meats, right? Yeah. And then crackers.
Round crackers.
Round crackers.
Show our listeners again how the crackers are shaped. That's perfect. Yeah.
Round crackers.
It's going to resonate good with them.
No, it's great. It was like a giant Lunchable.
It was. And it was fantastic.
It was excellent. Delicious.
There's not much left.
No, there's very little left.
Do you think that would be a good boat snack?
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Are you kidding?
Fire.
That would be perfect.
Oh, my God. I wonder if it would fit in a bucket.
Let me see.
In the square bucket.
Oh, in the Ridge Lunchable bucket.
Yes, you could have ice underneath it and just effing have it sitting in that bucket. Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Let me
beer
say
underneath
this,
and yes, that on top.
Yes. Yes.
And our listeners, again, this, not anybody's listening. The ratio of meat, we have a lot of meat left, yeah, but not a lot. But I think Kaylee, no, were you going cheese and cracker only? Somebody was going.
We were both.
I am on a program right now, so I'm not eating these things.
Me too. Oh. Same. Yeah.
Liars. All right, Kaylee, what is your keep?
My keep is the Dirty John podcast/TV show.
Yes.
Yeah. So I listen to the podcast in one day at work. It's only like 6 episodes, so it's not like I accomplished something. But listen to the podcast and then went and watched the TV show because Connie Britton is in it and she is my favorite girl.
What part does she play?
Deborah.
The mom?
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't seen the TV
show. Is this the podcast where the guy exploits the woman or something?
Yes, it's in California. It's a true story. It is crazy and insane. And again, why I don't online date.
Yeah. No one could pull anything over on Connie Britton.
No.
So I don't buy this.
Well, Connie Britton wasn't the actual woman that lived this
life. I know, but
life.
You can't cast her as that woman because
I know
no one could pull it. That's Tammy Taylor.
I know.
That's Coach Taylor's wife.
No one pulls anything over on Tammy Taylor. I get it, but it's really, really good.
That's Connie Sutton from West Wing.
Thank you.
That's Sam Seaborn's.
Connie Britton is in West Wing?
Yeah. Absolutely.
What season?
Season 3.
All right, I'm in season 2.
Season 3, episode 1 and 2. Anyway, no one is pulling a fast one on Connie. That is the lady from Nashville.
I know.
She's the singer.
Raina James.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one is getting anything over on her.
Anyways, it's good. Check it out. Listen. True story. Crazy.
Yeah. Co-sign on the podcast. Yeah.
Okay. What is your keep?
I'm so excited about this keep. I got the funniest post on Florida Duck Hunters Facebook group. Okay. Somebody did a public report in Savannah, Georgia. And here's the comment by somebody named Kyle. Woke up to my cousin looking cute, making me breakfast. Decided to go ducking. Had about 2 flyby, but missed because my other cousin, Mo's done switched up my ammos. Boy, I was as confused as a death man in a silent movie. That's death man in a silent movie. Best you bet we gonna be clapping them duck cheeks tomorrow. And it's all spelled wrong all to hell. But that phrase, clapping them duck cheeks. I think about that more than I don't.
I think I commented that like guy like kind of blinking and like turning his head. Like,
yes, you did give.
This was a migration review, right? That they left.
I don't know.
They
what
were
it
trying
is.
To give a scouting.
They
report
were trying.
For
yeah, they were
area.
Trying to give like a migration report.
Whoever did that deserves a Pulitzer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
they should go write for Florida Sportsman
for sure.
It was so good.
Clapping them duck cheeks.
Be clapping
tomorrow.
Them duck cheeks.
Do you have anything else to say about this?
Stay woke.
Thanks for listening to the Cast and Blast Florida podcast, where we'd be clapping them duck cheeks for one more week of duck season. For links to any of the articles mentioned, like the 6-foot moose antlers, the duck war between museums on Twitter, or the game warden on Bumble, check out our show notes at castandblastfl.com. For any local listeners, there's an invasive plant management meeting on February 6th in Kissimmee. Travis is going, so please join him and make your voices heard so the scientists and decision makers know that the waterfowl community cares. Later!